KJAN Sports.
Good morning. I'm Chris Parks reporting for KJAN Sports. It's being brought to you by White Pole Road Cellular. See them for all your Verizon wireless and locksmith needs.
In today's world, our cell phones have become a vital part of our lives. Whether it's staying in touch with loved ones or updating our status on Facebook, make sure you have the best cell phone coverage by signing up with Verizon Wireless at White Pole Road Cellular. Hi, this is Janet. If you're looking to stay up to date on the latest in smartphones, or you just want a basic cell phone that's easy to use, our wide variety is sure to fit your needs. Or if you're on the go, don't forget about our hands-free Blue Parrot headsets. At White Pole Road Cellular, we're a locally owned Verizon Wireless provider. Dean Stormer and I have over 20 years of experience, and we'd be glad to walk you through the latest in cell phone technology, like the new talk-to-text feature. Or if you need a reliable locksmith, Wayne Johnson does residential and commercial work. White Pole Road Cellular in Anita, open Monday through Friday from 7:30 to 6, and on Saturday, 8 to noon. Give us a call at 712-762-3022. Or come see us at White Pole Road Cellular, 764 Main Street in Anita.
Well, a host of Independence Day Major League Baseball games yesterday, and we had one for you here on the radio last night as the L.A. Angels rallied with three runs in the bottom of the ninth to deny Adam Wainwright his 12th victory and beat the St. Louis Cardinals 6-5. Josh Hamilton hit a game-tying two-run homer, and Eric Ibar delivered a walk-off single to drive in the winning run. Wainwright was lifted in the ninth with a two-run lead, but Edward Mujica blew the save by allowing two runs on four hits in the ninth inning. Lorenzo Cain hit his first career grand slam. Salvador Perez provided a bases-loaded double in the eighth inning, and the Kansas City Royals rallied for a 10-7 victory over the Cleveland Indians on a sunsplash Thursday afternoon. The Royals trailed 5-0 early in the game before Cain's slam and a solo shot by George Gutierrez tied it in the sixth. The Indians regained the lead on Carlos Santana's two-run double in the seventh, but the Royals answered in the bottom half on a two-run homer by Eric Hosmer. Indians reliever Brian Shaw walked Gutierrez lead off the eighth and then hit Johnny Giovitella, and Shaw was lifted for Rich Hall, who promptly walked Jared Dyson to load the bases. Perez entered the game as a pinch hitter and roped a double down the left field line. Derek Norris scored on a pass ball with two outs in the seventh inning, and the Oakland Athletics beat the Chicago Cubs 1-0 on Thursday. Dan Straley gave up a hit over seven innings after being recalled from AAA Sacramento earlier in the day. He made the start to allow a sore Jared Parker get two extra days of rest. And another Major League Baseball scores for you from yesterday in interleague play. It was Boston over San Diego 8-2. In the American League, Chicago White Sox beat Baltimore 3-2. It was New York Yankees a winner over Minnesota as they sweep that series 9-5. Tampa Bay 7-5 over Houston in 11 innings of play. Detroit beat Toronto 11-1 and Texas over Seattle 5-4. In the National League, it was Washington beating Milwaukee 8-5. Arizona got by New York, the Mets 5-4 in 15 innings of play. Also, Philadelphia was a 6-4 winner over Pittsburgh. Miami beat Atlanta 4-3, and Colorado 9-5 over the L.A. Dodgers. One game was rained out yesterday. That was San Francisco at Cincinnati. In the Pacific Coast League, down to their final strike, the Iowa Cubs got a game-tying two-run homer from pinch hitter Tim Torres in the top of the ninth inning and scored four times in the tenth to beat the Albuquerque Isotopes 9-5 at Isotopes Park on Thursday night. The win snapped a streak of 13 consecutive losses for the Cubs at Isotopes Park going back to June 19th of 2011. Now, Iowa takes on Albuquerque in Game 2 of its four-game series today at 7:05. The Cubs will travel to New Orleans for a three-game series beginning Monday before returning to Principal Park on July 11th to again face Albuquerque. Elsewhere in the PCL, Kevin Herrera and Chris Dwyer combined on a five-hitter as Omaha blanked Round Rock 3-0 Thursday night in the first of a four-game set at Dell Diamond. The Storm Chasers won their second straight contest to improve to 39-48, but they do remain 5.5 games behind the I-Cubs in the American Conference North Division. The series will continue for them tonight at 6:05 with Omaha left-hander Danny Duffy taking the hill against Round Rock right-hander Scott Richmond. Also in other baseball news, a group of Kansas City fans is circulating a petition to get former Royals second baseman Frank White into the National Baseball Hall of Fame. White won 8 Gold Glove Awards during the 1970s and 1980s at a time when the Royals were among the best teams in baseball. So far, George Brett is the only player from that era to get into the Hall of Fame. Bob Snodgrass wrote White's biography and is among those asking a new veterans committee to take another look at White's career. KMBC reports the panel was formed to consider players who have been passed over during their initial period of eligibility. That petition currently has about 5,000 names. In Wimbledon play, Sabine Lisicki has had no letdown since ousting top seed Serena Williams at Wimbledon. The German has reached the finals for the first time in a Grand Slam after beating 4 seed Agnieszka Radwanska 6-4, 2-6, and 9-7. Lisicki overcame a 3-love deficit in the final set to reach a Grand Slam final for the first time just days after stunning Williams in a 4th-round upset. She'll be taking on France's Marion Bartoli for the women's title. The 15th-seeded Frenchwoman took just 62 minutes to beat Belgium's Kirsten Flipkens 6-1, 6-2. It will be Bartoli's second time in the title match on Wimbledon center court. She reached the final in 2007, losing to Venus Williams in straight sets. Lisicki and Bartoli have met 4 times previously, with the German winning the last 3, including 2 years ago at the Wimbledon quarterfinals. Mike and Bob Bryan have moved within a win of their 4 straight major doubles title with a 6-7-4, 6-4, 6-3, 5-7, and 6-3 win over Rohan Bopanna and Edward Roger Vasselin. And the Americans have won a record 14 Grand Slam tournaments. If they get the 15th title this week, they'll become the first team in the Open era to hold all 4 major titles at the same time. The Bryans have won 23 straight matches. In the NBA, New Orleans, Portland, and Sacramento have agreed to a 3-team trade, sending guard Tyreke Evans to the Pelicans, center Robin Lopez to the Trailblazers, and guard Grievous Vasquez to the Kings. People familiar with the deal spoke to the AP on condition of anonymity because the NBA rules prevent the confirmation of trades until July the 10th. In other NBA news, people familiar with the situation say the Charlotte Bobcats have agreed to a 3-year, $40.5 million contract with free agent center Al Jefferson. Free agents J.R. Smith and Pablo Prigioni are staying with the Knicks, their agents confirm. Smith will get a 4-year contract worth around $25 million after being named the NBA's Sixth Man of the Year, and Prigioni could make about $6 million over 3 years. The Argentine guard moved into the starting lineup late in the season and helped the Knicks finish 54-28. Also, the Atlanta Hawks have reportedly reached a deal to re-sign free agent Kyle Korver to a multi-year deal. Korver averaged 10.9 points per game and ranked second in the NBA by making 45.7% of his 3-point shots. Korver also had reported interest from Brooklyn, Milwaukee, and San Antonio. The Cleveland Cavaliers have landed one of the LA Lakers' frontline free agents. Cleveland has agreed to terms on a 2-year contract with forward Earl Clark, who played alongside prize free agent Dwight Howard last season in Los Angeles. I'll have more sports after this timeout.
In today's world, our cell phones have become a vital part of our lives. Whether it's staying in touch with loved ones or updating our status on Facebook, make sure you have the best cell phone coverage by signing up with Verizon Wireless at White Pole Road Sailor. Hi, this is Janet. If you're looking to stay up to date on the latest in smartphones, or you just want a basic cell phone that's easy to use, our wide variety is sure to fit your needs. Or if you're on the go, don't forget about our hands-free Blue Parrot headsets. At White Pole Road Sailor, we're a locally owned Verizon Wireless provider. Dean Stormer and I have over 20 years of experience, and we'd be glad to walk you through the latest in cell phone technology, like the new talk-to-text feature. Or if you need a reliable locksmith, Wayne Johnson does residential and commercial work. White Pole Road Sailor in Anita, open Monday through Friday from 7:30 to 6, and on Saturday, 8 to noon. Give us a call at 712-762-3022. Or come see us at White Pole Road Sailor, 764 Main Street in Anita.
And in other sporting news, the NHL, some more deals were announced yesterday. Of course, some of those will start to become official here today with free agency starting to open up. And then, of course, it'll be until July 10th until all those can become official with the league as well. The Boston Bruins are sending Tyler Seguin to Dallas for fellow forward Louis Erickson in part of a 7-player trade. In addition to Erickson, the Bruins are also acquiring forwards Matt Frazier, Riley Smith, and defenseman Joe Morrow. Dallas will receive forward Rich Peverley and defenseman Ryan Button. The Philadelphia Flyers captain Claude Giroux has agreed to a 8-year contract extension worth over $64 million. Coach of the Year Paul McClain has signed a 3-year extension with Ottawa. And New Jersey has re-signed Patrick Elias to a 3-year, $16.5 million contract one day before the veteran forward was eligible to become an unrestricted free agent. Danny Briere has agreed to a two-year contract with the Montreal Canadiens. The 35-year-old center had his contract bought out by the Flyers last week. And Minnesota has agreed to terms on a two-year contract with defenseman Keith Ballard. The 30-year-old Ballard was let go this week by Vancouver. Also in cycling, Germany's André Greipel won the sixth stage of the Tour de France in a sprint finish. Daryl Impiv became the first South African to wear the race leader's yellow jersey after taking it from teammate Simone Gerrans. Greipel surged ahead at some 500 meters from the line and held off a strong challenge to capture the mostly flat 110-mile stage. And, of course, the all-important contest yesterday. Joey Chestnut is down 69 francs and devoured his own record in the annual hot dog eating contest. The San Jose, California man known as Jaws scarfed down the dogs and buns to win the 4th of July contest from Nathan's Hot Dogs. He takes home $10,000 and a mustard yellow champion's belt. This total beat his personal best by one. Last year, Chestnut won the competition with only 62 hot dogs. Second place went to Matt Stoney, who had 51. Chestnut has now bested his former rival Takiro Kobayashi with 7 wins. Kobayashi competed in a different eating contest on Thursday. On the women's side, Sonia Black Widow Thomas eked out a narrow victory in the women's race by scarfing nearly 37 hot dogs in that event yesterday. Also, a note here as well, the John Deere Classic coming up here in the Quad Cities, and a charter flight has made all the difference for the PGA Tour's John Deere Classic. At one time, it was a tournament that players skipped over if they were playing the British Open the next week. That all changed in 2008 when the tournament began offering a charter flight across the pond. Now many of the biggest names in golf are playing in the tournament and then traveling in style.
We don't get the guys that we're talking about, even back to Zach Stricker, Davis Love, Keegan Bradley, Peter Hansen from Sweden, Ro Ishikawa, all these guys are here because they know they have an opportunity to do something important on the PGA Tour, win a PGA Tour event, get 500 FedEx Cup points, and be able to, in a hassle-free fashion, get over to the third major of the year, and there's only four, in a rested frame of mind.
Zach Johnson is a defending champion of the John Deere Classic, which tees off on July the 11th. That's a look at the latest sports here this morning on KJN, brought to you by White Pole Road Cellular. Call them at 712-762-3022. They're located on Main Street in Anita. I'm Chris Parks, KJN Sports.